The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. And our special guest today, we have Pete Vargo, New Tech Energy Solutions. He's the owner. He's also a building performing consultant. How are you today, Pete?
Great to be here with you.
Thanks for being here with us. We are here every Saturday, Sunday, discussing numerous real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising for over 40 years during the week.
Feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
We are the recipient of the Quality Service Award from Century 21 for 2010 and 2011. We're very proud of that. During the week, you can also view our listings, search the MLS by going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com. You can like us on Facebook at the Real Estate Roundtable, or you can follow me on Twitter at Jackie Ruddy. Also, you could check out all our archive radio shows or view our realtor videos by going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com. Okay, again, Pete Vargo, owner of New Tech Energy Solutions, building performing consultant. We thought we would talk about energy audits, energy assessments, and building performance assessments. Where do you want to kick off the discussion? Can you tell me about energy audits? What are these?
Sure, Jackie. Home energy audits are performed by home energy raters. And home energy raters are either certified by one of two different entities. One is the Building Performance Institute, and one is ResNet, which stands for Residential Energy Services Network. And so energy audits are basically comprehensive analysis of your home. And we look at utility bills. We look at insulation. We look at air sealing. We look at duct sealing. We look at your mechanical equipment, combustion safety. We look at different things pertaining to water management.
So your job is to save me money.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I like your job.
Yeah. We come into your home and we take a look at your bills and see what you're paying. And then we figure out the most economical ways to get those bills down to a more affordable level to save you, on your monthly utility bills.
So I'm going green. I get more green in my pocket. That's the green I like.
So you assess how much energy a home consumes and you evaluate what measures people can take to make their home more energy efficient.
Yeah, we do a whole series of analyses and tests on the home. One of the things we do is we measure up your home. We do all the takeoffs. So, windows, walls, and roof, and determine what type of foundation you have. And that all gets modeled into a computer software. And that computer software tells us what we basically can tell us what you're paying now as compared to what you could be paying if we did certain upgrades to the home. And of course, we do all these physical assessments and testing to your home to figure out, where is that money best spent to upgrade your home and to reduce your utility costs.
So do you think that a lot of people are taking advantage of energy audits? Do you think a lot of people know about energy audits or building performance assessments?
It actually has a lot to do with geography and where you live and what state or what township or what city you live in. Because there's certain programs in certain areas that help subsidize sometimes energy audits, or there's utility programs that help subsidize these audits. In some areas, they're pretty well known. In other areas, no, they're not known. And they don't even, people don't understand or even realize the potential value in having one done to their home.
And where do you find yourself? You do this full time. You're the owner of New Tech Energy Solutions. This is what you do day in, day out, 7 days a week. Where are you performing these energy audits? On new construction, on older homes?
Well, when we do an energy audit, it's always on an existing structure. we can do analysis on new homes. That more pertains to like the Energy Star Homes program or a green building program. And that's something where we start with the designer or the builder from a planning stage. Energy audits are mostly on existing homes and or buildings, commercial buildings, homes.
And where people want to significantly save on their utility bills and make their home.
Yes, and sometimes it can be, you know, a drastic difference in savings, and sometimes maybe not. If it's a newer home, you know, there may be a few, you know, things that the builder may have forgotten or overlooked, or one of the trades didn't do a very good job. Quite often, I'm in homes 1 to 2 years old where there's problems.
It wasn't built right, or it wasn't...
Something was overlooked, something wasn't done properly, you know, and the homeowner, you know, notices this problem, and eventually maybe it'll lead to a call to me, hey, can you come check this out? You know, we have condensation in our attic, or, you know, whatever it may be. We have a cold draft in the room that we like to sit in, and it's always freezing in there, and why is this happening? The builder can't figure it out. So a lot of times we get called to come in and investigate that.
Okay, and this is what you do, so you have to figure it all out, and I'm sure. So do you use special type of equipment or tools?
Yeah, some of the equipment that we use is a blower door, which is like a big fan that we'll put in your front door, and we'll depressurize and or pressurize your home. So we'll suck air out of your home, for instance, when we depressurize it, and that allows us to measure the air leakage of your home. And air leakage is the single most home performance problem that raises your utility bill. High air leakage equals high utility bills. And the nice thing about it is that it's usually the most economical one to take care of through air sealing. So that's what we use the blower door for, is to find, locate, and measure air leakage, and then come up with a work scope to fix that. We also use thermal imaging with an infrared camera to find areas that may be under-insulated or not insulated within your home, and also to address condensation issues. We use a duct blaster, which is a little fan that we hook up to your duct system, and we pressurize your duct system, and we blow air into your duct system to find the leaks in your duct systems. And if you have ductwork in attics and or crawl spaces or unconditioned basements, that can be another huge energy loss, which adds to your utility bills. So we use the duct blaster to find, locate those leaks and write a work scope to get those sealed up.
Well, when I was doing my research, and I was amazed for this show and this topic, one of the things I came across, and that was, this was at energystar.gov, and it has a ton of information for people that are looking to do such energy audits, building assessments, and save on energy usage. $241 billion a year is what is spent, consumers spend each year on their energy in their home. And if they had energy efficiency improvements, this data, this statement said that what would happen is that that number, $241 billion, could be cut in half. And that's amazing to me.
Yeah, quite often, especially in older homes, so you're going back, say, a home older than 10 years back to, you know, 50, 60, 70-year-old home, you know, quite often we can realize 30 to 50% savings, without doing, you know, tremendous amount of work, you know, as far as cost goes.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here with us today is Pete Vargo, owner of New Tech Energy Solutions and also a building performing consultant. What's your contact information, please, Pete?
Sure, Pete Vargo, and my best way to contact me is my cell phone number, which is 570-490-3928.
How long have you been doing this?
About 7 years now.
And how long have you owned your own company?
I've been self-employed since 1997, but this particular company I've had for about 7 years.
Wonderful. Okay, so you're quite successful at what you do. You know what you're doing. And another thing that I came across when I was reading up on things was that a lot of the material suggested homeowners can do an energy audit themselves. Do you recommend that?
Well, to the point maybe where you're taking out your incandescents and putting in, you know, more efficient light bulbs, or, you know, keeping your filter clean in your furnace and, you know,
weather stripping around the door.
Yeah, maybe some weather stripping around doors and windows. You know, things like that. Put attic hatch covers, you know, hey, great. Yeah, go for it. You are going to save. It's not going to cost you much to do that. You get to more complex things. You can really sometimes do more harm than good if you don't know what you're doing. You can cause condensation issues. You can cause probably one of the biggest things with older homes, especially in this area, is combustion safety issues. So say you go to the local hardware store and you stock up on a bunch of the canned foam and weather stripping, and you really go to town and start sealing up your house.
And his foam's squirting out all over the place. Yeah. I've seen that house.
Yeah, you're at dinner time, your hands all orange and white and yellow, and you can't get that stuff off for weeks. And so you just start sealing up the house. And what happens is, you know, you do a good job, you find the leaks and you seal them up, and your house gets tighter. That's a good thing because you're going to save money. What happens is, as you make your house tighter, if you have combustion appliances for your heating or your water heating, which is basically as if you're using propane, gas, or oil for your heating or water heating, what can happen is if those appliances need combustion air. So they need outside air in order to work properly, go through the combustion process properly, release the bad gases to the outdoors properly. So what happens if you tighten up that house too much, the combustion process no longer works properly, and you can get those combustion byproducts, which the bad one we all hear about is carbon monoxide, can come back into your house. Or you can even have flames roll out of your appliance back into your house and cause a fire. So, you know, things like that, you really got to be careful of.
So leave it to a trained professional.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's a good idea. Like, again, real basic things, you know, fine. But other things, you really got to be careful. You really got to either hire a professional or do your homework, you know, before you get too far into it.
I would imagine. Like anything, it would be something that I would want to rely on a professional for. How about you, Pat?
Yeah, me too.
Okay. We're headed towards the break. Before we do so, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. This is a move-in condition, 4-bedroom, 1-bath home with a 1-car garage. This is located at 126 Sumner Avenue. For $149,000. This home, it's in the Abington Heights School District. It's very well maintained. It has hardwood floors, tiled kitchen floor, and all the appliances are included. It has a very nice patio in the rear to hang out on and a very big fenced-in yard. So if you're looking in Clark Summit, give us a call about 126 Sumner Avenue, a 4-bedroom, 1-bath home for $149,000, and that is listed by Sarah Weiss of our office.
I'd like to share the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors MLS statistics for the month of May. That's the last full month I have on record. And what's going on out there? What's happening in the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors? Well, sold listings for the month of May are up from 2011. They're up almost 20%. So 2012 is faring better. And on the pending signs, the ones that are sale pending at this point, not closed yet, but look like they're going to go to close, they're up almost 24% from 2011. So that's also shaping up well. So we're hoping these are signs that 2012 will be better than 2011, and so far so good. Year to date, we are above year to date from January to the end of May. Sold listings are up 2%, and year to date pendings from January 1st to the end of May is up 10%. So we're looking good there. Active listings are down. So that's good. The supply is decreasing, less to sell. So the absorption rate, that's the amount of months of inventory we have, the houses for sale, the properties for sale, is decreasing as well. So that looks like good news for the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors, and I will keep you posted from time to time. Now we're headed for a short break. We will be back in a little bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here today with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. And our special guest, Pete Vargo, owner of New Tech Energy Solutions, a building performing consultant. Good morning again.
Good morning, Jackie and Pat.
We're talking about energy audits and building performance assessments, which you do. And before the break, we started to talk about whether people should do their own energy assessments in their home. And you cautioned against, you know, safety problems that can happen, occur, issues that might develop if someone takes matters in their own hands. And sometimes it's best, especially in these areas, to leave it to the professional, correct?
Absolutely.
At the first half of the show, you started to talk about what you look at when you go into a property to do an energy audit. You look at utility bills. You look at windows. You look at foundations. What are you looking at when you look at a foundation?
Well, the foundation, we look at a couple different things. One is water management and making sure that, you know, if the foundation is wet or it's getting wet, you know, per the homeowner experiences with heavy rains, et cetera. We look at that first, because before we want to go maybe insulating the foundation wall, we first have to make sure that it's not getting loaded with water. Because if it's getting low with water, then we go to insulate it and we don't take care of the water problem, then the insulation is going to fail. So we'll look around the outside, make sure the grade is sloped away from the house properly. Many times we see downspouts that terminate right along the edge of the foundation. They really should extend either 5 feet out away from the foundation or hit a splash block that carries that water at least 5 feet away from the foundation. So we look at a lot of that stuff. And then one of the things we do is a client interview too at the beginning of the audit. So the homeowner will tell us, we'll say, hey, do you have water problems in your basement, whether it be bulk water, which is rainwater coming in, or whether it's water coming permeating up through the slab or whatever. You know, we need to know that. Maybe it only floods once a year, and we're there during the dry season. We don't know that it floods. We go spec insulation in there, and then it floods, and it pushes all the insulation off the walls.
You have problems.
Then, right? Then we have problems. So we really have to get as much information as we can about how the house functions in all the different seasons from the homeowner.
Makes sense.
And then, you know, once we make sure that we're not going to have water problems, or we devise a work scope to take care of those water problems, then we can focus on air sealing the basement and insulating the basement and possibly bringing what we call bringing the basement in, or making the basement part of the conditioned space, or maybe a crawl space for that matter also.
Okay, so you're doing an energy audit. You're figuring out where these energy losses occur in these properties, and you're trying to help the homeowner make repairs and upgrades to function more efficiently, and you're helping with building durability. Correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So what we're looking at is energy efficiency, building durability, and safety.
When you're sealing up a home and you're making everything so airtight, is that compromising the air quality of the interior?
Yeah, it's a good point, Jackie. It sure can if you don't know what to do on the back end to ventilate the home properly. So our goal is, With new home construction, we can get a home super tight. With existing homes, depending on the style of the home, you know, we can get it pretty tight, but not, you know, nearly as tight as we can new construction. But we still strive to make that existing home as tight as we can. And what we do at that point is, once we finish the air sealing and the insulating, the things we have to do to make that home tighter, we test the home again with what I had mentioned earlier with the blower door test, to test the home's tightness or test the home's rate of air leakage. When we retest that home, if it's at or below a certain level of air leakage, then we have to put in some sort of mechanical ventilation so that the home and the homeowners, the home occupants, can get the fresh air that they need to flush the stale air out, to flush the humidity out, so that they can have a high indoor air quality. And we can do that a number of different ways. Some of it depends on, you know, the overall tightness, the number of occupants in the home, the size of the home. So there's different ways that we can provide that mechanical ventilation.
Part of the stats I did read up on, believe it or not, 90% of the average American's time is spent indoors. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, in many cases, especially in more urban areas.
So the quality of indoor air is often worse than the outside air. I was very surprised by that statement. Moisture and gases from building materials are some of the many, and they're obviously invisible, and that's indoor air pollution. And when done right, energy efficiency upgrades will improve the indoor air quality. That's what I'm hearing from you today.
It sure can. And there's a number of things that we look at in order to improve the indoor air quality. So for instance, one is moisture control. So if you do have a wet basement or crawl space that's communicating with your house, you know, you're getting mildew and mold spores potentially into your, you know, breathing zone from that. So people don't think about that, but moisture management, you know, keeping your crawl space or basement dry not only helps the durability of your building, not only helps lower your utility bills, but it also indirectly helps your indoor air quality. Duct systems, for instance, especially older duct systems. Older duct systems are probably dirtier than you ever want to know. We do a lot of investigations with ductwork. And if you go in and look at a 20 or 30 year old duct system, it is disgusting. If you were to know what was in there, you'd probably sleep with all the windows and doors open in your house.
And you're breathing this in.
You're breathing it in. Many times, over the years, they would just use wall cavities as ducts, you know, so they would put the plaster or the drywall up and, or put a piece of cardboard or whatever underneath a joist bay and a floor. So it really wouldn't be ducts. They were just using stud cavities to create ducts. And these have a very high friction rate when the air flows through them. So you can imagine you have all the rough edges of wood and things, you know, and maybe some nail protrusions, screw protrusions. Well, all this stuff over the years starts to catch dust and dirt and lints that flow through this duct system. And it just all starts to amass, you know, inside the duct or the wall cavity. And, you know, I've seen some horrific looking ductwork.
So what do you do? What do you suggest? Clean them, replace them, yeah, seal them? What are you doing?
It all depends. It depends on location, accessibility, type of ductwork. You know, if you can remove them, great. If not, you there's some duct cleaning services out there. You know, I've done it myself with a chimney scraper and a shop vac, you know, just to try to get some of it out.
Ugh.
You know,
and people are breathing this in on a daily basis.
Oh, it's terrible. And you know, and I get calls from people, they may have just moved into this home, been in there for a while, or have been in a home for a very long time, and I get calls and they'll say, well, you know, I for the last two seasons I've had these allergies, never had them before in my life, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we'll go in and take a look, and I just one stick it into my head just over here on the other side of Scranton, and the ducts were so choked full with grime, 25 years of dust, dirt, and grime. And the homeowner, he was just floored when he saw what was in there.
Sure.
So,
and what you don't see, you're not thinking about.
No.
So it's not in front of you. It's not visible.
No. Yeah, absolutely.
And it takes somebody like you to figure that out. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here with us today is Pete Vargo, owner of New Tech Energy Solutions, a building performing consultant. And we're talking about energy audits, building performance assessments. And where else do you find people have energy losses? Is it the size of the furnace sometimes? They have a brand new furnace. Do you think that people are, the utility bills, where do you see the most, the excessive spending on what utility, what
sure
energy cost?
Usually we start at the top and work our way down. So most of your energy losses are through the ceiling or roof of your building or your home. And if you have ductwork up in that attic space also, then you're probably losing quite a bit through leaks in the ductwork into the attic space, and then of course venting to the outdoors. So if we come to a house that has an attic and has a ductwork and or air handler in the attic, we're definitely going to spend a lot of time and attention to that particular area. And for very obvious reasons. One, you know, you can imagine if you're trying to heat your house with a forced air duct system and the ducts for your upstairs are located in the attic and they're leaking. So you may have, you know, I don't want to get technical or anything, but you may have 300-400 CFM of airflow leaking, you know, right out of your ducts into your attic, never even having a chance to come into your house to warm it. Well, that 300 or 400 CFM of airflow, heated air leaving, you know, into your attic and out your attic venting, can cost you, who knows, maybe $500, $600, $700 extra dollars a year, you know, on an average home. So you know, by going up there and assessing that and sealing the ducts and properly insulating the ducts, you know, you can get a huge energy savings right from that. And if the ducts are accessible up there, it's not a huge cost, you know, to do something like that. And of course, the other thing we look at is what we call the attic plane, which is basically, if you go up in your attic, it's basically the floor of your attic. You know, there's guaranteed air leaks in it. To what extent? And other things we call thermal bypasses, where you actually will, sometimes you'll have a section in your attic. It might be a fireplace. It might be a duct chase or a furnace chase, where you can actually look all the way down through your attic and see the basement. See that quite a bit in older homes. Well, that's acting as a chimney right up through the center of your house, and it's called a thermal bypass. And those losses through thermal bypasses, large thermal bypasses like that, can be huge. So one of the things that we do is when we write work scopes, is we write in what we call an attic plane seal. So we go up in that attic, and any insulation that's there is pulled back and sealed, you know, and all the thermal bypasses are sealed, you know, top plates of walls are sealed. You know, and after everything's all sealed up and the ductwork sealed up, if there is any up there, then we add insulation to the attic. So those components are one of the biggest bangs for your buck, so to speak, you know, when we do an audit, you know, because of the high amount of heat loss that's potentially being lost through your attic and or your ductwork up there.
Well, you know your material, you know your stuff. We enjoyed our conversation with you today, and I would love to discuss this with you further next week if you can come back with us and be our guest next week as well.
Be more than happy to.
Thank you. Pete Vargo, owner of New Tech Energy Solutions, a building performing consultant. Thank you for your time. And what's your contact information again, please?
Sure. Pete Vargo with New Tech Energy Solutions, and my phone number is 570-490-3928. Again, 570-490-3928.
Thank you so much. And Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, this is a very well-maintained three-bedroom, one-bath home located at 1315 Dartmouth Street in Scranton for $125,000. This home is in excellent condition. You can see the pride in ownership as soon as you look at it. It has a new hot water heater. The roof was replaced in 2008 with a complete tear-off of the old roof. The bathroom has been completely remodeled. A gorgeous dining room that's open to the living room with swirled ceilings. It has an eat-in kitchen, off-street parking from the rear with a carport. Newer concrete sidewalks and the wood floor and railings on the porch are new. So if you're looking for a home in Scranton that is in move-in condition, give us a call about 1315 Dartmouth Street in Scranton, three-bedroom, one bath for $125,000, and that is listed by Trish Conway of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And my tip today, use a fan with your air conditioner. Fans help reduce energy costs by circulating the cool air from your air conditioner. This allows you to raise the temperature and still be comfortable. Use oscillating fans for greater circulation. Thank you for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. During the week,
feel free to email us any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Like the Real Estate Roundtable on Facebook. View our listings, search the MLS by going to jruddy.com, where we also have archived radio shows, and you can view videos of our realtors. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.